Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We have a special surprise for you guys. This is Lisk Season 1, and I've been told it's got some content that's a little rough and it might get banned from Steam. Don't know what that is, but we're playing it here before that even happens. So let's go ahead and explore the ladies, the world of Lisk, whatever that means, and I'll shut up so we can do that. How about that? Again, you can pick the game up from Moody, who is the developer, and of course it's on Steam. It's called Lisk. You can't miss it. What is the character's name? Well, he's definitely not going to be John. Oof. Yes, we'll enable the mini games. How about that? Quest Helper. Yeah, I want that. Sorry, I'm a little old. Things get confusing. It's funny how, regardless of age, people treat you like a kid when something terrible happens. As if to protect you from the evil you're not even sure is actually there. But Lauren was different. She took me in without hesitation, offering to honor the wish of her late best friend. Her home became mine almost instantly. And instead of trying to wallow in sorrow to appease my confused mind, she, well, she was her typical energetic self. Lauren the party starter. Lauren the cool manager. Sadness is a trap, Grim. Fight it too hard and you'll just get stuck, she said. She made sure my mind was being occupied by nothing but positive thoughts, fighting fire with an even bigger one. Still, some days she felt like she'd failed me. She blamed no one but herself for every frown on my face. I never did blame her, though. I was the problem child who had to suddenly take an express course in maturity. I was the broken one in this house. But despite that, Lauren always came back and always listened to me. She would stand in my bedroom for an hour in silence just to show me that I'm wrong. To prove that I deserve to be loved again. And you know what? She was right. Oh, hey, Grim. Chloe? Didn't expect you so soon. Would you be so kind and lend me a hand? It's so hot today. Sure. Okay. Knew you couldn't resist. What the? Lauren? Lauren's not around, sweetie. You know, once we're done here, let's hit the bathroom. Been itching to scrub that tub for ages. Say, why don't you undress? I'm sweating just looking at you. And who knows, maybe we'll need a steamy massage to unwind. Grim! Earth to Grim! Hello! Looks like I have to do this solo. Again. Honey? Hey, rise and shine, sleepyhead. Oh, hey yourself. Don't tell me you plan to sleep through the very first day of your new life. Oh, right. Sorry. My entire body feels like it's been through a meat grinder. Oh, you poor thing. I told you not to overdo it yesterday. I know, Lauren. I know. Kisses you on the forehead. Listen, I know you sacrifice a lot to help me and Iris out, and I appreciate it, but you really shouldn't push yourself to failure. I'll do better next time, I promise. Oh, what's that smell? Well, there's a delightful surprise waiting for you in the kitchen. You better hurry up if you want to find out what it is. Besides, we can't have you being late for work. Wait, work? But there's so much to be done here still. Nuh-uh, no excuses. Iris will handle what she can, and you are going back to work, young man. Ugh, fine. Now chop chop, soldier, on your feet. I feel like this will be a wonderful day. Mmm, There's a surprising lack of Charlotte noises this early in the morning. I should probably check in on her. Oh, that explains it. Damn, was she always this curvy? It's an AVN, of course she was. Wait, what the fuck am I saying? Anyway. Hey, Iris, can I come in? Iris? Huh, seems like she's already up. Probably helping downstairs, like Lauren said. Oh, I swear there was less stuff yesterday. I doubt Iris can handle so much load. We can find out later. What is wrong with me today? Hey, Iris. Hello? Ground control to Iris. Oh, Grim, where did you come from? My bedroom? A better question would be, how many of your 8 remaining brain cells woke up with you? La-di-da, smartass. At least I didn't oversleep again. As you can probably see, I'll be busy for a while. It's about time I step in and help Lauren around. I feel like I'm a gumshoe, you know, this music. I'm on the case. One man. He knows all the clues to solve the mystery. Yeah, I swear I moved a house worth of stuff yesterday already. I'd love to help you, but she's forcing me to go back to work. If you ask me, that makes little sense, but okay. I didn't ask, but okay. Still, she was very adamant I should go back. I'm sure I can figure something out. Skipping work isn't a new concept. I don't know about that, Grim. You have never seen Lauren the Wrathful in action. She's something else. Then I guess you have to keep your mouth shut, Miss Confidant. And mind you, I don't give away titles easily. Sure thing. Still, come and help me out after work, okay? You got it, Iris. Now where? Suddenly a loud thump can be heard from the outside. Huh? What the fuck was that? Haha, not again! Don't say it's Billy. Gotta say, after a while it starts getting amusing. I mean, you have to at least give him credit for being consistent, haha. I think I'll pass. It's astonishing how a loser like him managed to convince Lauren to give him a chance. Anyway, go see it for yourself. And don't forget to grab some popcorn on your way there. Ah, screw it. Let's check this mess out. What in the... How is he drunk already? Billy? Ahem! Oh, goodness, you're here. Lauren, dear, take my hat. Forgive this foolish drunken man. Yo, Billy, what the hell? You can let go of me, you know. I am so blessed to have you. I shall sing you a magnificent song. Fucking wonderful. Okay, Billy, that's enough. Grim, oh, good to see you, champ. Wish I could say the same. Why, is there a problem? Tell me and I'll fix it. You're the problem, Billy. Just take a step back and look at yourself. All right. Look, you have to tell her. She has to listen to me. I had to do it, son. There's a lot she doesn't know. Oh, cut the crap, Billy. It's clear it's not your first time. Besides, I'm not your son, so back off. Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. Just tell me this. Is Lauren okay? She's fine, Billy. And I'm sure as hell sure... Hold on. And I'm sure as hell that she'll be even better if you get your shit straight.
Of course, yes. Well, see ya, champ.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, I'll be leaving soon. I just need a little nap.
Yeah, whatever.
Just don't bother the neighbors or Lori.
You should see your face!
Yeah, you can stop now.
Dude, that's one way to start the day, haha.
Anyway, you seriously gonna do this all by yourself?
Like, what about Charlotte?
Oh, you know her. She'll be lost in the attic all day. She's like obsessed with that place.
Right, I guess I'll have to talk to her when I'm back. Maybe she needs something.
Yeah, a couple more bottles of paint and a dash of serenity, maybe.
Maybe she's still trying to find her place.
Alright, I'll see you tonight then.
See ya.
Ah, there you are. What took you so long?
Well, I kind of stepped on Billy.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to witness that.
Next time he's here, the whole neighborhood will know what I'm going to do to him.
Damn, now this I want to see.
By the way, these look delicious. I'm glad to hear that, honey.
Now that I have more time to myself, I decided to focus on the little things.
Ha, you won't find me complaining.
Now enough stalling. Eat up and let's get going. I believe that Rose is first on your agenda.
Unfortunately. Wait, does that mean you're also coming?
Well, yes, I am.
What? Why? Has the investigation concluded?
I guess we'll know today. They called me for a meeting.
Rose wanted to have a chat before, too.
That sounds good?
I'm not sure, but I have a hunch that everything's gonna be okay. Billy might be an idiot, but even idiots have moral limits.
I don't know about this. I've seen how remorseful he is.
Whatever it is, let's just be positive about this.
Sure. So, does that mean you're back at work once that nonsense is over?
Well, let's talk about this some other time, honey.
But...
love you too.
Ah, that must be him.
Him?
Hey, good morning, Miss Lauren.
Good morning, Ronald.
Ron, what are you doing here?
Miss Lauren asked me to make sure you get to work.
I'm sorry, dude, I thought you knew.
Seriously? You really believe I would play hooky on my first day back?
You make me sound overprotective, honey. Those are simply preventative measures to ensure the stability of your progress.
In other words, take a walk with your good friend Ron and don't have me use other methods, young man.
And you seriously agreed to that?
Listen, you don't refuse when the manager or asks nicely.
Good boy. I can't believe you two. Speaking of being a good boy, Ron, how's Miss Milton?
I have no idea what you're talking about, haha.
You know, Grim, we really should get going now.
Your mother told me everything.
Listen, it's normal for boys your age to be curious about things. But to do it in front of her dog.
Say what now?
You make it sound so much worse than it was.
I'll tell you later, dude. Let's just dip, please.
Agreed. As much as I'd love to continue this productive conversation, we all have places to be.
I'll see you at the office, love.
Yeah, catch you later.
So, how's work?
It's good.
What about you, then?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, pause, dude. The fuck is up with you right now? What do you mean, bro? I'm the same old Ron. That's a cap. You've been oddly normal. Might even risk saying you become a normie. Wow, that's a low blow, dude. I can't believe you've done that. Come on, you know you can tell me. So what's the story?
Ugh.
They've been fighting again. Like, every time Philip comes back from one of his business trips, all hell breaks loose.
All hell's breaking loose.
It's a freaking war zone out there, dude. Damn, that sucks. But hey, we should totally go out someday. Have some fun, you know? Keep you out of this mess until it's all Gucci again. Amen, dude. I feel like I'm somehow a part of their marriage or something. No worries, I got you, fam. I didn't say that, but yeah. Anyway, let's move. I don't want Rose to chew me up again. I'd rather deal with Miss Bitchface. Okay, my files are done. I'd rather deal with Miss McBitchface than Karen's schizo behavior. And I mean, Rose is objectively hot in her weird, sexually frustrated way. I bet she could suck soul through your dick hole. I'm starting to regret my offer to help you. But seriously, hear me out, dude. Oh shit, hide! Wait, what? Grim, so good to see you again. Oh, hey, Miss Karen. Oh, please, sweetheart, we've known each other for so long. It's Karen for you. Unless you want me to feel old. That'd be very ungentlemanly of you. Also, get you slapped. I never. You look as radiant as ever today, Karen. Oh my, aren't you a little charmer? The pleasure is mutual, honey. Now, I'd love a little chat with you about Ron. His behavior is concerning me a lot lately. Can we do this later? I'm already late for work and... Oh, of course, honey. Say, could you please drop by when you're done then? I don't really know if I'm the best person for that. Are you sure you can't just talk that through with him? Ron's been coming home very late these days, and I'm concerned about the reason why. Ahem, you know what? I'm no longer in a hurry. So what's the issue? You see, Ron's pretty secretive lately. I can no longer have a chat with him without feeling like he's lying to me. You're the only one he seems to have a real connection with. Can you please tell me why he's like that? Truth be told, I have no idea. But I can try to find out what's up. Thank you so much, honey. I really appreciate that. You're a good friend, you know that? I try to be, I guess. Anyway, I better get going now. Of course, see you later, handsome. Ron or not, feel free to drop by anytime, okay? What in the hell just happened? Hey, what the hell is that about? You tell me, buddy. She's been asking about you. Apparently you've been coming home late and she's concerned. Oh, so now you're her spy, huh? Grim and Karen, the detective duo. Oh, you can piss right off, Ron. I didn't ask for any of that. But now that I know something's up, you better talk. Jeez, relax your pants, Batman. Let's just go already. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to yell at you. Nah, don't sweat it. I get it. So, what's up? I mean, Karen's right. I have been coming home a little late. But to confiscate my laptop for that? Wait, for real? This makes no sense. Tell me about it, dude. Truth be told, it's actually worse between them than I said. Like, she's thinking of divorce type shit. Oh, damn. Sorry to hear that. They said something about trying something new, but fuck if I know what that means. I just hope it works out for them. I'm sure they'll find a way. Anyway, gotta make a quick stop. Let's go. Nah, man, you heard what Lauren said. Aw, come on, dude. I could really use your help.
And why's that? Remember the drinks I scored last time? Well, I got them through Dave. And I might owe him some cash. Dave, seriously? Out of everyone you could have possibly picked, you chose him? Hey, you didn't seem to care where it came from back then. Because I trusted that my friend wasn't a complete fucking freaking moron. So what's your plan? Come over and ask for mercy? You might as well just suck him off and call him daddy. First of all, brother, ew. Second of all, there's more to it. When I was at his place last week, he mentioned something about some law firm investigation. I think it might be connected to Lauren. Wait, are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty positive it's the same thing. Dave might be Dave, but he's usually right about stuff. Damn it. Fine, I'll go. Let's just get this over with. By the way, when are you going to ask Elena out? It's been a hot minute, dude. If you don't make a move soon, she's gonna vanish into the corporate void and you'll never see her again. Or better yet, she'll be dicked down by someone else. Imagine that, huh? I'm just waiting for the perfect moment, alright? Bruh, perfect moment my ass. You're too much of a pussy, that's all. Shall I remind you that you basically begged me to come here with you? Oh, and remember that incident with Miss Melton? I'm sure your kids will want to hear about that. Yo, chill out, dude. I was just pulling your leg, haha. Yeah, right. Anyway, is this the spot? Unfortunately, yes. So what you gonna say to Dave? I don't know. I'll say I'm broke. I'm sorry. Honesty's the best policy, man. Am I right? We're so fucking dead. Yo, what's up, Dave? Good to see you, buddy. My, my, you got some guts showing up here, Ronald. You have 10 fucking seconds to tell me where's my money. Yo, can we all just chill for a sec? I'm not talking to you, squarehead. Fuck. I'm flat broke, man. I ain't got a dime to my name. Why the fuck would I care? Go ask your mommy for more. Start sucking dicks for dollars. Just get me my money. It's complicated, man. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. He's telling the truth, Dave. Let's just settle this like adults, okay? Fine. Squirrel Face makes a good point. Let's be mature about that. I am a merciful god, so I'll give you a chance to pay me back. Holy shit, Dave, thank. You're Lauren's boy, friend, or whatever the fuck, aren't you? What? Well, of course you are. This is gonna be so good. Now listen up, fucktards. The Corpo District of yours was my golden goose for years. I was the guy. But some spoiled rich brat fucked it all up, and I hear that Lauren is somehow involved too. Actually, they're supposed to drop the charges against her today, so... Don't make me laugh, kid. I know those bastards. This is only the beginning. Anyway, be here 7 p.m. sharp or be square. Now get the fuck out of my office. Hey, that went better than expected. Are you... Whatever, forget it. Let's just go. Dude, if I have to refill one more coffee pot, I swear I'm gonna declare this whole firm legally incompetent. Like, who does that? You're an intern, Ron. That's what you do. I signed up to learn about law, not to be a glorified office barista. Anywho, did you hear the news? I don't know. Do I want to? Probably not, but I'm telling you anyway. So apparently, Dad, how many times do I have to say it? Stop chauffeuring me with the cop cars. Huh? Yes, I know, but I'm an adult. I do not need a security detail 24/7. So this one time, listen to me, please. Dude, she's hot and has a psycho dad. Man, you are so fucked. Yeah, that's not good. I mean, dude, she's got legs for days, homie. And that ass. Shh, zip it, dude. Dad, seriously, I gotta go. I love you too, but stop treating me like I'm Witsec, okay? You got outplayed, player. I mean, seriously, you lost the game. Well, well, well. Look who finally decided to show up. Gotta admit, you have balls to stroll in this late. Is it that bad? Let's just say Rose has been asking for you, repeatedly. You know the story about the last intern who kept Rose waiting, right? I don't, but go on. See, word is, he went missing. One moment he's fetching briefs, doing his stuff, the next, poof, no profile updates, no goodbye emails, no nothing. He was just gone. Seriously, Hannah? I read weird fanfics better than this. Alright, fine. But she did make one guy have a mental breakdown in the break room. Shit was painful to watch. Amazing. I'm so much better off knowing this, Hannah. Grim! So nice of you to join us! I wasn't aware you were important enough to come in whenever you please, sir. Lauren, hear me. No, young man, you listen to me. You're here because I need you to get better. Punctuality is greatly rewarded in life and costs you nothing. Not a thing to be on time. I get it. I'm sorry. But Ron needed help with some legal stuff, you know? Big case. Huge even. Can't disclose any details, obviously. Right. Was he also the reason you two were nowhere to be found earlier? Let's go with that. Yeah. Okay, fine. I may have possibly lost track of time, but in my defense, it's been a very eventful morning. Just don't make a habit of this, please. Anyway, I won't keep you any longer. You're late enough already. Off to a good start. Now, let's hope it'll go smoothly from here. I wonder if Rose is already here. Nah, who am I kidding? She's obviously on her way to fuck up my day. Can you please work, you absolute piece of garbage? Wait, I swear, if you freeze on me one more time, I will personally throw you out the window. Good morning to you too, Cammy. In here, I thought you were good with technology. Oh, hey, Grim. Me and technology? We're besties, duh. You know, the kind of friends who repeatedly stab each other in the back? Right, tell me about it. It's been a morning. Actually, it's been a whole month of mornings. Like if you got up on the wrong side of the bed, but there was no bed and you rolled off and hit your head instead. I hate how painfully accurate that is. But yeah, ever since Lauren's situation got messy, things have been weird. Yeah, heard about that. I was actually worried about you. You were? I mean, yeah, of course. Office gossip and all. Lauren is one of the best. It's pretty ridiculous that they did that to her. Yup, it's all too convenient, you know? It's like they happen to need a scapegoat. And now I get everyone's side eye, and now I get everyone's side eye like I'm somehow the next problem. Well, on the bright side, at least you're still employed. Which means you'll still be here to witness my ongoing war with this ancient piece of silicon. Lucky me. Hey, the ginger bitch is coming! Hide! Grim! Camellia, where is your dear co-worker? Oh, hello, ma'am. Can't say I've seen him yet. Good afternoon to you too, Hag. Well, I trust your word more than his. Why, thank you, ma'am. Which is to say, I have little faith in either of you. Wow, who pooped in the cereal this time? Grim, come out from under the desk, please. I just dropped my... Ooh, I like her. Spare me your pitiful excuses, young man. I want you in my office now.
Coming?
Yes, ma'am.
Godspeed, soldier.
I'm listening, Grim. What gave you the idea that you could just come this late to work with no notice?
Well, you see...
Ron's mother, Karen, asked me to help her out by helping him out. I'm simply concerned about my friend, ma'am. Lauren already berated me for that today, so...
Is that so? You're lucky to have a woman of such intelligence by your side. Now, this is your first offense of this kind, so I will be just as kind.
Thank you.
But if you do it again, I will make you... Excuse me. But you do it again, and I will make your corporate life a living hell.
Understood?
Got it, Rose. I mean, Miss Rose. And if you need a foot massage, Miss Rose, I'm happy to help.
Lauren asks me for one every now and then.
My feet are none of your concern, Grim. Please go back to work now.
But she is thinking about it.
I'd kill for a good rub right now.
Damn you, Grim.
Well, it could have happened. Could have happened. And boy, would my foot fans be excited.
Grim, those feet!
Yes, I know. Those feet.
Wait, is that Lauren?
Lauren, you here?
Talk to me, please.
Grim, what are you doing in the girls' restroom?
That doesn't matter. Now please tell me, what happened?
Ugh, I don't want you to see me here like this.
Why? I have a soft spot for crying women, you know.
You're such a dork sometimes. Anyway, come in here.
So is this what you wanted? To see the real mess I am?
Come on, you know everyone has a bad day once in a while.
Just when I thought it's all done, boom, they pin it on me. With the evidence of witnesses that magically popped out of thin air.
Huh? Like, what about Billy?
He just sat there, useful as a chocolate teapot. He somehow doesn't seem fazed by all this.
So what's gonna happen now?
I couldn't care less about the job, but I won't swallow their lies. I've been wanting to quit anyway.
Hey, we'll figure it out. We'll get you the justice you deserve, Lauren.
Oh, I didn't.
Thank you, love. Thank you so, so much. And I'm sorry you had to witness all this.
Don't be. I told you I have a soft spot for vulnerable women.
Okay, that came out wrong.
All right, let's talk more at home. I'll need your help with something.
Of course. Anything for you.
I swear, if that man leans any further over her desk, he's gonna fall in her lap. And honestly, she probably wouldn't mind.
Oh, please. Last week he accidentally dropped his pen right next to her chair 3 times in 1 meeting. I mean, at this point, just marry her or take out a restraining order, dude.
I know, right?
And did you see the way she adjusted her glasses when he walked in? That was not a I can't see clearly kind of correction. I feel like I should report this conversation to HR.
Grim, my brother in gossip. Why don't you just join us?
I think I'll pass.
So what happened? Been searching everywhere. I thought Rose might have actually killed you.
Nah, it's something else entirely, and far worse.
They fired Lauren.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's complicated. Best if we talked later. Son of a bitch! So, like, what's the game plan? Gonna talk to Dave and find out what he knows. He has, unfortunately, my best shot at this. Alright, guys. The mystery deepens as we end it here with Lisk Season 1, which you can pick up on Steam right now for like $14. I think it's like 14 bucks. It just came out today. Well, it came out yesterday, but, you know, you guys get it. Anyway, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys back here next time for more great visual novels. Don't worry, we've got more premieres coming up throughout the week, so stay tuned. There's a lot of great ones I want to go through. I'm out.